We'll stay for a few moments and leave the market for our last walk of the journey.
My name is Natal Kayam. I was born in Netivot, which is a small town in the south of Israel. Most of the population there are from North Africa. 10 years ago, I arrived in Jerusalem, and since then I'm located here. But now I live in between Morocco, France, and Jerusalem, making music, performing.
Neta is an artist and musician who sings in Moroccan Arabic, renewing the rich cultural legacy of the Jews of North Africa, a cultural legacy that was trampled on the way to the creation of the new Jewish state. Let's continue walking toward the neighborhood of Nakhlaot.
Since I was a kid, I remember that my grandmother used to be so craved about Jerusalem and pray for this city, and I believe now that she gave up everything that she knew before in order to get into Jerusalem, the Holy Land. It's, for her, it was like a dream, and she didn't fulfill it. And I felt that I need to come to Jerusalem to understand what is my part in this historical movement. When I got here, 2011, when the social protest began, my heart led me into these demonstrations of the single mothers and the people from the neighborhoods that used to live in projects like myself. And I feel very close to their struggle. Also because I understood the history of the neighborhoods in Jerusalem that were all the time it was the same story. People are coming from poor countries. They are settled by the government. And then after years that the neighborhood starts to be more valuable and there's opportunity to make more money out of it, so they give eviction notice to those people and actually expel them from the neighborhood. I felt that the story of those people is out of the narrative, exactly like the story of their culture. It's not enough to say to people, okay, take a house and live in. You have to also let them be part of your narrative to contain their stories. My story is a bit the same. To live here in Israel, in the peripheral areas, you feel like nothing. You feel like nobody. You feel that your culture, your language will never get anywhere. Maybe the changing point in my life was when I first visited Morocco. And I understood a lot of things. Like, I came back another person. I felt that people were lying to me all this time. Now when I look at my father's work, I think, wow, it's art. I mean, it's his own artistic world. I mean, why did I used to see him not as an artist? Why did I used to dance or listen to Moroccan music and feel it's not really music? When I came back, I felt very, very hungry to know more about my culture and my past, and of course to reconnect the language of my grandmother, to try to discover like my own history, the history that I didn't learn at school, and the history that actually died in my face, because my grandmother, she passed away before I had the chance to ask her all these questions or the chance to learn music from her or language, phrases, a lot of things that I regret that I didn't have the chance to do it. The minute I started to do it, I felt that I'm becoming more and more universal, expanding my borders, connecting other people that speak Moroccan and used to live the same culture like I did, but not only, also just kids to any kind of immigration that felt the same like me. They felt that they needed to hide their own culture. They felt that the language of their grandparents is not relevant to their own life. I used to make visual art before, but then I searched for a way that I could create without distance, without hiding behind a picture or behind an image. And I discovered that music was an almost instant way to melt borders, to reach people's heart. And I started to make music. I started to upload it into the social media, and people reacted. Comments from Algeria, comments from Tunisia, from Egypt, places that actually understand the language. And I felt that this little kid from the periphery that felt that it's not, she's not important to anybody, like I felt that I'm starting to be important to people, and I'm starting to be like a channel for them. In my music now, I'm trying to infuse between past and contemporary. I take a lot of inspiration from old recordings, from old stuff that I find, also documentary stuff. For example, the combination between the Chazan, the head prayer in the synagogue, and Bjork. Because I grew up on rock and roll, on blues, on jazz. And beside that, I also had in my life the attached to the synagogue, to the circle of Jewish life and ceremonies, and the music in the celebrations, the hafla, the hina, all this music that used to be played there gave me inspiration to create my own language. For me, home is first of all the physical place. You have to have a roof above your head to protect you. But then there is the metaphysical place that you live in, which is more flexible. You can choose it, you can play with it. Music is a home for me. Music gives me shelter from coldness and from things that actually house, physical house, can protect you from. I think that I chose the language of my grandparents because I didn't feel enough home with the Hebrew, and I didn't feel enough home here as an Israeli. Although I was born here, I always felt a little bit strange. And when I decided to pick this language, it gave me another definition of language, of home. I mean, when I chose this language, I felt more home.
We're about to complete our journey. We've reached Be'er Sheva Street, and we'll finish the journey much like we began, in a garden surrounded by greenery that grows from within the stone. We found you a nice place to sit on one of the benches. In the background, you hear one of Netta's songs, Ta'ali. When you sit down, please take out your travel diaries one last time. We put something in there that will close a circle for us and connect faces to voices. Pictures of every person you met along the way. Why don't you flip through the pictures while I share some final thoughts?